There's a big and expensive problem looming for many Wisconsin cities. Billions of dollars of benefits promised to retired teachers, police officers, and other public workers. An investigation published this week by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says these local retirement obligations total $6.5 billion over the coming generation, with $4.7 billion of that in Milwaukee County alone. One of the reporters who carried out this investigation is Jason Stein, the Journal Sentinel's Capitol reporter. He joins me now to talk about what he's learned. Welcome to All Things Considered.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
$6.5 billion in unfunded retirement obligations. How did this happen?
It doesn't happen in a day. You know, in many cases, these are benefits that were first granted to workers in the early 1970s. At that time, health care cost about 30 times less than what it does today. So promises were made to fund public workers' health care in retirement. And today, a generation later, we see that that cost can be, in some cases, enormous.
For example, in Beloit, the obligations to retired workers are now large enough that the city could divert all of its annual spending for, I think, 2 years, and that still wouldn't be enough.
Right. In Beloit, police officers are having the great part of their retiree health care benefits paid for them. But one thing you have to understand is if you're a protective worker, you typically might retire at 52 years old, for instance. Family coverage for a retired police officer and his or her spouse can run $22,000, $23,000 a year. And when you think about, they might have 12 to 13 years before they're eligible for Medicare, that can be a $200,000 to $250,000 benefit for just one retiree. So it adds up quickly.
Now, in other levels of government, despite the political consequences of doing so, an official might be able to say, well, we'll cut some benefits here, or we'll raise revenue somewhere else and put that toward this obligation. What you found was that the cities can't always do that.
Well, they can. In Wisconsin, we have strict property tax caps at the local level that make it very difficult for elected officials to raise taxes. They also, right now, have some very significant infrastructure that needs to be replaced. There's going to be a cost to that. So it's going to be very tricky for them to try and cope with these liabilities and at the same time retain a good workforce.
Now, you also looked at the state of Wisconsin's retirement system. How does the picture at the state level compare to what we're seeing in the Beloits and the Eau Claires and the Milwaukees?
Well, that's the really terrific news. Wisconsin's pension system is one of three that are fully funded in the nation. It's in between a 401k and a pension, and if our investment returns don't come in as expected, the pension system will automatically adjust benefits down somewhat going forward to keep the pension fully funded. And it will also adjust benefits up if the pension has investments that are doing better than expected. When you discuss pensions, you'll have a discussion of wanting to replace the pension with a 401k model if, you know, the pension is not well funded or is not working out well. One thing that Wisconsin puts forward is this hybrid model that provides a third path for elected officials to consider, at least as if they're considering reform of their pension system, something that might not have to go to a pure 401k model where the workers take all the risk, that there is this model in which the public employer and the employees share the risk and have some benefits for each.
Jason Stein, thanks so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.